You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up this week, the U.S. Senate and House are debating updated versions of No Child Left Behind. We'll talk to an education reporter about how these new bills could change education policy nationwide. First, for downtowns all over Wisconsin, there seems to be one common problem shared by cities and towns alike: empty storefronts. What could be a local business, maybe a restaurant, is too often just an empty space with the for rent sign up in the window. The problem is big enough that two Milwaukee organizations recently hosted an empty storefronts conference to tackle the issue. Our next guest says these empty storefronts aren't just eyesores, they're also significant economic losses for the communities they're part of. So what can be done to get tenants back in these storefronts and, as a result, a steady flow of cash back into the community? Amy Grile is with us now. She's a community natural resources and economic development educator for the Kenosha County UW Extension. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, happy to be here.
So let's start with the basic question. Why do we see so many empty storefronts in Wisconsin communities and in downtowns around the country?
Well, we believe that it's a number of factors, but the preponderance of online shopping and certainly big box stores, convenience, retail, has really pulled development away from historic downtowns to larger parcels, to suburban development, and it's just been a really progressive movement away from some of our downtowns.
And you've been trying to tackle the question of what does this cost the community it's part of. So how do we start assessing that? What kind of economic impacts does that empty storefront on the square or on Main Street have?
Well, we this figure that we kind of came up with of 72,000, 76,200 annually was really it's a figure that we've came up with that is kind of speculative of a hypothetical business. So we figured that worker spending, residential spending, local business spending, utilities, property and sales tax all contribute to losses in the community. So we, as I say, kind of speculated what a hypothetical business in downtown Kenosha would create as far as economic impacts, and came up with a figure that I think surprised a lot of people.
And is that an incentive then for local real estate developers, local city planners, community leadership to invest to try to bring that back, to try to get those empty storefronts filled up?
Absolutely. I think it's a real opportunity. Not only do empty storefronts contribute to a sense of isolation downtown and contributes to blight, but what they really are and what they present to communities is an opportunity for reuse. We know that successful revitalization of downtowns really comes on the back of historic preservation, and that preservation really does make economic sense. So, yeah, it's hopefully this conversation and these figures that we're throwing around really do spark some interest and bring people back to consider downtown real estate.
Talking to Amy Grile with UW Extension in Kenosha County about the impact of empty storefronts, the economic impact. It has a big price tag, not just for the person who owned the business that closed and the people who worked there, but the community as a whole. So let's talk about what can be done to take that building, maybe it's standing empty right now, Amy, and make it more appealing to potential customers, to get people downtown. And in a paper, you have a lot of before and after pictures of storefronts that have undergone some kind of change. What are some of the most common things that can be done to make these empty storefronts more appealing and get a tenant in them?
Well, very often it's work on the facade. So it may be removing slip covers and false facades that kind of obscure original windows, replacing windows with high-efficiency windows, tuck pointing, which really kind of improves the appearance of the building, washing the brick, painting, awnings. It really just kind of depends on what the original features of the building with what they are and what you can possibly do to oftentimes restore the natural features that were designed for that period.
Yeah, and you mentioned historic preservation, and you just made the point that it's important to reflect the character of that building. Why is that important?
Well, they were built with very high design standards. Many of these buildings are true gems of architecture and were used building materials that were specific to that era and in a style that is reflective of a certain period. So, yeah, it's very important to maintain our heritage in this way by preserving some of that natural design or that original design.
Is there, we hear about the broken windows theory of fighting crime. Is there something analogous here, kind of a contagion, if we start making these older, more rundown looking buildings look better and more attractive? It leads other business owners, property owners to do the same, and you start to see this spread in a community?
Absolutely. We did see a catalytic effect of building renovations that when one building property owner renovated their properties, that others would see increased sales revenues and often find tenants if they were vacant. So there is a catalytic nature to some of this work in storefront improvements.
So even if you have a nicer looking building, if it's still empty, it's still an empty building. So is there something about tenant recruitment? Do communities have to go out and try to recruit businesses to fill these empty spots?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a full-time job working in a Main Street community, attracting businesses and really working to promote your community. We saw in Kenosha that a few of our empty storefronts were actually rehabbed by existing businesses that wanted to expand. So that's a really great kind of development down here that is happening as businesses grow and need more space and they can take on buildings that might be adjacent to them and rehab them in the process.
So who needs to be at the table to try to make this not just a one-off thing, but a policy, a goal for a downtown area?
There's a lot of interested and important stakeholders in this process. Certainly your local municipal officials, your elected officials, real estate brokers. We saw at the Milwaukee event there was such a cross-section of interested parties between property owners, business owners, downtown development, volunteers. I mean, it's really runs the gamut, and you can see that the community really can rally behind buildings and really feels invested in the appearance of their downtown.
Can you share a success story or two at a building level or at a community level?
Yeah, we have a success story right here in our Kenosha downtown. It's called Fusion, and they took an old building that basically they had covered the hardwood floors and drywalled the original brick walls and really just kind of let the building fall into disrepair. And the current owner has just really been able to remove a lot of these modifications, and it is a tremendous space. Now it's used for performing arts, and they've installed some really high quality sound systems and things like that. But it's a productive building that's really contributing to the economy and to the environment down here in Kenosha.
Now, you mentioned the challenges facing downtown economies. They've been building for a while. Internet shopping, big box stores, malls on the outskirts of town have been around for decades. Is there a hunger? Is there a market for downtowns if they're kept up, if they're maintained properly and offer some selection?
Absolutely. I think that we are moving into a generation, an era now that is really looking to reconnect with sort of its heritage, and the creative class is really driving a lot of the economic development that we're seeing these days. So returning to cities and sort of the urban cores of our communities is all of a sudden much more attractive. We can see that many times it's the artists that lead the way into these communities for the affordable housing, rents and things like that, but, you know, they really, it's not long before traditional audiences are all of a sudden moving in for the lifestyle and the cultural amenities. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for our downtowns today.
Very briefly, as we wrap up, you mentioned Kenosha, you mentioned the conference in Milwaukee. Do these lessons port well into smaller towns?
Absolutely. We saw in our study of 24 case studies around the state of Wisconsin that rural communities benefit as much or more economically from some of these renovation projects. So we found that there's great case studies throughout the state, rural and urban alike.
Amy, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you.
That was Amy Grile, Community Natural Resources and Economic Development Educator for the Kenosha County UW Extension, looking at the economic costs of empty storefronts in Wisconsin, what can be done to rehab them. Over at the Central Time Facebook page, we've got a link to a report that she and colleagues did with some interesting before and after pictures.